was 101 million of a loss since last September. Over the winter, beef was cut 25 cents a kilo since last September. So that equates to basically 100 euros per animal. But now bulls finished, steers and heifers would have lost about 100 euros a head, would have cost them about 100 euros a head. But bull finishers have been hit an awful lot more. They're up to 300 euros a head, 200 to 300 euros a head, depending on the time they got rid of them. Our figures say it's 101 million of a loss, and that's what we're looking on the government and the EU Commission to put a package in place to compensate, to support these farmers, that they'll be able to bag out and buy stock again for next year. At the minute, farmers would only be able, for every 5 cattle they kill, they'd only be able to bag out and buy 3. That's what has left Wienland at poor price all winter, you know, and store cattle not as good a price as any other year. And the whole uncertainty with Brexit, and it has been there since the Brexit vote, but it has got worse since last September because of the uncertainty with speed up to it. And so I know it has peaked out for another 6 months, but all it gives us is more uncertainty until next October, as we don't know what's happened. The Commission's line and the government's line is that they can do nothing until Brexit actually happens, but that's not good enough for us. Beef farmers won't be able to keep going on like that, and suckler farmers, there's going to have to be a slower cut on cattle price in the market, because suckler farmers can't take another autumn of bad weanling prices as well. It's vital that the government do something. A couple of years ago, the dairy sector, the pig sector, all got a few pounds, you know, when they were under serious pressure. There has to be something done for the beef sector at this stage.